Meet Will and Tom, two seemingly ordinary men, cursed with a gift of vast knowledge that is forever expanding. Possessing incredible insight with unparalleled skills and expertise, let us join them as they embark on a journey to quench their thirst for the truth while answering the questions to life's most intriguing mysteries. Let us open our minds and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Think back to when you started school. Do you remember the lessons that began your academic journey? Learning your ABCs, vocabulary, basic arithmetic. Now, imagine not having to learn those at all. What if a chip could be implanted into your brain at a young age that will give you all that knowledge in an instant? Would you have your child go through this procedure? Let us listen in to our two beguiling brainiacs, Will and Tom, as they give us an update on Brainware version 2.0. Welcome back, everybody. This is Thomas Case.
And this is William Stark.
I keep going back and forth.
I know. That time I did notice.
One day I'm just going to do my whole full name, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
including my middle name.
It's our names. We can do with them what we want. It's our show.
Yeah. Okay. So today, William, I have a question that not necessarily is going to put your kids in peril, but
okay, cool.
You know, because this one this one might actually be, beneficial depending on how you look at it.
Mm. You don't sound confident in that phrase.
Well, I mean, I can see maybe certain drawbacks, but like I'm sure there'll be workarounds. I guess also too, now that I'm thinking about it, I think in the last few episodes, like there wasn't really ones where it's like putting your family or us in danger or anything like that.
No, because what we've done a few conspiracies, which that's like the whole world, so it kind of doesn't quite count.
Yeah.
And then there's just been a lot of like personal stuff, like personal assistants, celebrity dads. My family's been safe for quite some time. It's been nice.
Yeah, I know, right?
Until today.
No, right.
So the question today is, what if you could have a chip surgically implanted into your child's brain to provide them all basic knowledge like math, language, history, facts, etc.?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Instead of having to go to school to learn all that.
Okay.
So the parameters for that.
Oh, go ahead. Parameters. Go ahead.
I'll just say, I know you want the parameters.
Yeah,
you
always.
So the parameters are, so it'll be around age 5. Your child receives a minor surgery. It's minor, right? Even though it gets put into the brain.
Yeah, seriously.
To implant the chip, right? Allowing them to skip normal public schooling from, and you're going to be able to pick this either from K through 12, or I was actually kind of playing with the thought of maybe you could like, you can kind of change it if you want. Maybe you do it from like, from elementary to middle school, you know what I mean? And have them go to high school. The only reason I bring that, it's free. Again, the government's going to pay for this. So the recovery time is, you know, it'll probably be around 2 weeks.
Okay.
But yeah, so like basically, the reason I wanted to put in that little part about if you could choose was one of the first issues that came up into my mind, and I just kind of want to get your thought on it right at the top, was like, I wonder how much that would take away from like, you know, let's say social like learning, you know what I mean? Like social interactions, excuse me.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because now instead of going to school to get this knowledge is just going to be given to you. So a part of me was like, you know, if there was a choice, I would almost kind of want to be like, okay, I do like the fact that my child will have all this knowledge and I'll know that they have it. But at the same time, I want them to try to go, you know what I mean, and interact with people their own age. And
okay. So in a world where this exists, let's say this just like existed, right? And it was just the norm and everyone did it. And it's what had been done for years and years before and to come. at that point, like, there would probably be established institutions of, like, socialization for kids, you know what I mean? Like, at that point, you wouldn't go to these places for, like, you know, traditional education. You would go to these schools for social interaction, social, what's the word? Like, not, I guess, instruction, education.
Oh, yeah. Because, like,
you do need those
yeah.
things. But, okay, there's a lot of problems with this premise. Number one, like, why is it being limited to kids? Like, if we have chips where we're able to implant X amount of knowledge into someone's brain, like, why wouldn't adults be able to do it too?
Yeah, I guess so. The only thing I can see that it would be like, you know, well, I guess you can't. I was just about to say because adults should already know this, but I guess not every adult does.
No, and like just like, because, and also just because you learned something, you know, when you were in school doesn't mean you necessarily remember it.
Exactly.
I think that's very common. And if this technology does exist and it's not limited to kids or adults, why would it be limited to, well, quite frankly, anything? Like, why, like, this becomes the Matrix, where we're essentially able to condense the knowledge of any particular thing, put it into a chip, and implant it into your brain. Like, this would definitely become the norm across the board for all things. It's like, learning a job, here's your chip update. You know, trying to get this degree, here's your chip update. Like, it would, and literally people would be getting bigger and bigger chips implanted in their head. Another thing, though, is if this was real, I don't think that we would want to do this at an age younger than 16 or 15. Because, like, you know, a kid's brain, it's doing a lot. It's not fully developed. And God knows what installing, like, a massive amount of information into it in one go could do to its development. But also, like, kids are kids. And if you do this to kids, you know, there's a big chance that they just miss out on a lot of, like, what it means to be a child, which can, you know, I mean, there's a lot of repercussions that are possible from that. You know, like, how much of our empathy and sympathy is developed through, you know, our hardships of developing as we get older, you know what I mean? Like,
you mean through learning this knowledge in a traditional sense, or you mean
I just mean in general. Part of it's the social interacting stuff, but again, like, if we are okay, like, how much of a kid remains kid-like when you inject, you know, 12 to 18 years worth of education into their brain, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you know what I mean?
The childlike wonder, the curiosity, the exploration, you know, the naivety, you know, the making assumptions that you wouldn't when you're older because you know better. Like, a lot of that is going to, I'm not saying it's going to go away. I'm just saying a lot of it's going to get fucked up. It's going to get changed in dramatic ways.
They wouldn't gain that experience. You know what I mean? Like, it would be just given to them in this chip, but then they wouldn't have that experience. It would happen at a much later point in life because, you know what I mean?
Sure. That is part of what I mean. But the more important part what I mean is, like, how much of their, maybe I'm not saying this in a way that's understandable, but, like, there is so much about being a child. So much about being a child is ignorance. And, like, in that ignorance, like, you enjoy things in a particular way. You have a naivety to you.
I see.
You are naturally curious because your brain, like, you know, I'll use my son, right? He's almost 1 year old. And right now, his brain is in overdrive when it comes to exploring his physical environment, right? He bangs blocks together. He looks at the way things move and interact with each other. He'll drop a ball and watch it bounce and laugh. He'll chase it. You know what I mean? That's all part of his brain learning to interact with his reality, right? Because that's where his brain's at right now. You know, if you are injecting a bunch of information with God knows what little amount of context into a still developing child's mind, like, I would fear some horrible repercussions for the development. And not, I'm not just talking about the social stuff, because you could, you know, still get them out there socially. It's just, like, how much is that going to mess with them? I don't know. But it smells wrong to me. It smells dangerous. On top of that, though, you mentioned other topics that are not as concrete as some other ones, right? So it's like, yeah, okay, so literature and grammar, you know, writing, mathematics, all the other stuff. But history is one of those things where it's an ever evolving thing. Like, yeah, there's a lot we understand now, but like a lot of that we might have a better or completely different understanding later when we learn more or uncover more or something like that. And then there's a lot of history.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of history where we don't really know. And so we have like certain theories that are like, well, we think it was probably one of these three things, and most historians agree that it was probably this one, but there's grounds for these two other options as well, and like what it is could drastically change the way we feel about it. So you'd have to include all every take on history, you know what I mean? And then like one could argue, and many people do argue, and I would agree that they're absolutely right, that like we don't cover in the United States, you know, there's a lot of history that we just don't cover, that just gets quietly ignored when it's incredibly important.
Swept under the rug.
Exactly. Things get swept under the rug. So it's like, what gets included? What doesn't get included? Like, you think we'll ever get anybody to fucking agree on what goes in this ship?
I know. That I was just thinking about that right now. Who's the one that decides what goes on to this chip? You know what I mean? Like,
And no one will agree. And no matter what the chip is, you're going to have 30 to 40% of people, maybe even more, 50 to 60% of people who would just refuse to get the chip altogether. And I would argue that in the long run, I don't know if it gives your child like that much of a leg up. But here's the thing. Like, I think if this existed as an idea, like, or this existed as an actual thing, it would be something that like, okay, you're going to go to school, you're going to get your education. And, you know, at 16 is even young, but some people would argue, at least especially for females, that the brain has kind of developed mostly by 16. With men, a lot of times it's not until 25. But by 16, you're mostly developed in the brain. This is where, okay, you get to decide if you want to have the basic package. And that gets you like everything that you should be brushed up on all the way up through, you know, high school. And when I say that, I mean in the most ideal sense, right? So like, you know, like most of us who went to high school probably didn't graduate top of our class. We probably didn't get into all the advanced courses, and we probably didn't cover everything, right? And then even everyone who did, they probably, you know, you only have so much time in high school, you can't actually cover every single course. But with this chip, you could, and there's no reason why, if we're doing, you know, 60% of it, we might as well do it all. So like with this chip, you're going to get all four languages that your high school probably provides, and then every single one of the extracurriculars. That means film, technology, woodworking, the whole works, right?
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you, right? And then from there on, there would probably be some sort of like payment plan or student loans or whatever for like the college edition stuff, right? And
yeah,
the fields that you want happening. And the courses that you want. But again, I think if that existed and people did it, number one, if it existed, people would do it. And if it proved to be very effective in producing brilliant young people who are ready for the workforce and the innovation fields, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then everyone's going to start doing it, because like if you don't do it, now you're falling behind.
Yeah, exactly. Because the people who have it are going to have a great advantage over you.
Yeah. And then here come the corporations who are going to try and utilize this in the most diabolical way possible. And it will become not only a requirement for you to have certain chip levels, but like, okay, welcome to whatever co. If you want to work for us, you have to have an update to your chip that has all this corporate knowledge and blah, 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 blah. And they're going to have it installed into your brain. And if you don't agree to it, well, then you don't get hired. And like, how long before people start trying to use that in some sort of super nefarious way where like there's some, I don't know. I'm just imagining like subliminal messaging and a bunch of other belief systems. Cause like,
right.
There's so much about the way our brains work when it comes to our beliefs and stuff that we're still unclear about. And like, if you're just having massive amounts of information that you can't like, I don't know, double check, you can't really check the sources. It's just being put in your brain. Yeah.
You make me think of like what you're saying right now reminds me of like the user agreement that you normally have to always agree to when you get an update on your phone. Nobody ever reads that user agreement. They just, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's where the problems may lie with a situation like this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what I mean. And then like, then they'll have to be the whole, you know, people petitioning the government to do something about it, the government getting lobbied by the big companies so that they don't do anything about it because now their pockets are lined, and it's a big fucking mess. And we're back to the chips are fucking useless.
Yeah, I know. I was just about to say, I love how we went down this theoretical rabbit hole and saw the dirt and grime, and then just like kind of went full circle back into like, okay, I'm never getting these chips, and these chips are bad.
If you've learned anything about me, Tom, if we go down the rabbit hole in any type of theoretical thing that like involves the future, it always ends the same way. Corporations ruin everything for everyone all the time.
Yeah, that's basically like the theme of our show.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it comes up.
Can anybody hear me? Please hear me. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? If you can hear me, this is Fritz Frivolous. I need your help. I'm stuck. Somehow stuck inside the minds of Will and Tom. I need to escape. Please, please support them and their podcast. You can go to patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Distract them long enough for me to break free. You can even leave a like, comment, or subscribe. Again, don't forget about me, Fritz Frivolous.
But, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to actually bring up something before because you had made an interesting observation, which kind of we're kind of in line on this one, actually, with the everything you've said is kind of like what I've been thinking about when I was thinking about this question. One of the things you said earlier on, though, was about, you know, like, at first I was thinking, oh man, would this be a problem if everyone got these chips, like that it would eliminate schools? However, I started to think, no, I don't think it would, because I still think the schools would be there, but just for all these type of like social interactions, right? Because no matter what you learn from these chips being implanted into your brain, you're still going to need to learn certain social skills, like how to be on a team, how to work together, how to work, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
how,
absolutely,
you know, like how to make friendships, how to determine, you know, like
just how to just communicate certain, with people.
Exactly. Certain communication. Yeah, you're right. Because, you know, that's very important if you're going to be successful in life, you know what I mean? And usually, and I'm not trying to say anything, like, you know, people who are homeschooled, you know, can still get certain interactions as well. But for, I think for the majority of us, the public school system is where we get most of that type of interaction. So yeah, I don't see schools going away, in that respect. And then also the thing about, you were talking about how, like, you know, the type of information that's going to be going on these chips, you know, and especially certain things, like you were talking about the topic of history, which you're absolutely right, because for one, we do, you know, we don't have the best track record of giving the truth of all history, right, at the very beginning, mm-hmm, of our schooling. And sometimes we just don't know until in the future something gets revealed and they, oh, you know what? What we thought was this in history is actually something else. And now that you've brought that up, I was always thinking that I think even if this type of chip is going to be like thought of, it's got to be very, very basic factual things like math. You know what I mean? Like, I can see if you can use this chip and you're going to know all the basics of math, you know, things that don't change, you know what I mean? Because they can't.
You know, another thing that kind of bugs me about this concept too is it would help if I knew more about like the developing mind and like what is the mind chemically doing when it learns something. I don't really know the answer to that question, but I can't help but feel like one of the reasons this chip may never be able to exist is because I think the human mind has to learn things. What's the word I'm looking for? I want to say gradually, but that's not really as descriptive as I'd like.
Like step by step,
you know what I mean? Like, for instance, okay, like you don't just learn all of math. First, you learn the basics, right? First, you learn to understand what numbers are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, and then you addition going up and down, you know, the idea of taking away or adding something. And then, you know, division and multiplication, then the concept of decimals, et cetera, et cetera. It's like step by step, mm-hmm, by step, the human mind is able to understand the next step because of the steps that that came previously. And,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. And it, I find that, like, I think that's just how human brains work in general. Like, when it comes to even art, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I first picked up a guitar, I had to understand, you know, the chords and what notes are and the scales and, you know, song structure. And then after that, I was able to start learning songs. And then after that, I was able to slowly start writing really rudimentary songs. And then slowly but surely, they got more complex. I don't know if the brain is capable of just getting injected with that type of information and knowing what to do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? And also, too, that brings up an interesting point about, like, the process of actually doing them. You know how, like, when you first learn math and you're in school, what do they give you? They give you homework to do math problems. So, like, if you did have this chip that would just download the information of basic math or whatever, but if you didn't actually do math problems, you know what I mean, to work them out in your head, you know, to use the knowledge that this chip just dumped onto your brain, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I wonder what would happen with the brain. Like, yeah. I wonder how that would flesh out.
And also, like, I think it would actually, even if it did work the way it was intended, I think it might prove to be detrimental to a lot of, like let's say you're a kid and your parents want you to get into, I don't know, physics, right? Or math, you know, mathematics, and become a mathematician, right? And so they at a certain age, you get just everything related to any type of mathematics, high or low, injected into your brain, right? And now you know all that stuff. From my limited understanding when it comes to mathematics, is especially when it's mathematicians like trying to push the outer regions of the field, like, it's a very creative process. And like, there's a lot of love involved in the idea of exploring different concepts and trying to puzzle them out and figure them out. But it also takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of people working together to do it. And if you never had to work for all that knowledge you have, and you don't have that context for the information, like, you might find yourself at an impasse. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you were telling me about a Star Trek episode where, like, there's these super intelligent beings or whatever, but the one thing they were incapable of doing was, like, innovating and changing.
Oh, yeah.
If that is a real thing that could happen to an intelligent species, I think this is the road there. It's when you never develop the tools to discover and learn and create for yourself and instead are just given everything. If you don't derive the enjoyment from learning and you don't know how to actively pursue it, like, how can you ever innovate? How can you ever push the boundaries and, you know,
that's
and
true, make something you're new? Given it evolution.
Right.
Yeah. If you're always just used to, like, oh, I'm just going to implant or update my chip or whatever. You know what I mean? And that's it. Like, yeah, I guess that would take away something very, I think, important with how humans.
And some people would say the same about video games. Like, if you cheat and you farm all the runes and then you end up at super high level, you kind of don't get to enjoy the lower level gameplay and the mechanics of how to beat some of these tough enemies.
I think I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. Rune farming in Elden Ring.
You're the one who said you're getting bored with the game. That's all I'm saying. I'm talking about Elden Ring.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Me and Will have definitely been on an Elden Ring kick, you know, especially this is Will's already second playthrough of the game.
Indeed. but that is, I bring it up in jest, but also that is the same concept though that I'm talking about, is like the journey is almost, or if not more important than the actual destination. Cause you know, if you just teleport somewhere, how could you ever appreciate like everything that exists between where you were and where you are and how long that took? Because it didn't take anything and you skipped it all. So like none of that stuff really actually exists in a tangible way to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I do see that becoming a danger if this is where society will go with that, you know?
Yeah. But as for would I let my kids or have my kids have that installed in their brain? You know what? I would wait till they're 18 and let them make their own decision. That's my answer.
Yeah, I same way. I do feel the same. I feel like we're kind of on the same wavelength with this one.
Yeah.
Because like it there is certain things that, you know, like I remember when I went into high school, I did get those advanced placement classes, right? Mm-hmm. And because we were in advanced placement, we got this option of being able to take these tests, which would then negate us having to do certain things in college. But I remember when, to take certain exams that were in entry level that for college, right? And I remember when I was able to see if I wanted to take them, one, first of all, they cost money. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I think it was my dad that was telling me this. He's all, well, just remember that if you do that, you know, you're not going to get what you would have gotten when you went to college because you technically skipped over that.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's like, so you're going to have to spend money right now and to take this test. And so ultimately I ended up being like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to want to learn that when I went to college anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it's the same thing. Like I would wait until my child can make that decision for himself. Then if that's what he wanted to do, at least I know he got all the fundamentals of socializing and the wonderment and the curiosity of learning things on his own before he went and decided, oh yeah, well now if I want to learn something, I'm just going to implant this chip.
Right. No, I think that's pretty much the only ethical way to approach it. Like someone has to make that decision for themselves if that's what they want to do. Other than that, you know, you're messing with someone's brain. And here's the thing, like maybe it works 99% of the time, right? But like if there's that 1 or 0.1% of chance that it just completely fucks your head over, because, you know, not everyone's brain chemistry is the same. Not everyone's brain chemistry is well balanced or people have certain mental deficiencies, certain mental, you know, issues, whether it's from, you know, exterior variables or interior ones. Like it could be anything from trauma to just a natural chemical imbalance. And like, who's to say how that one factor of your brain that no one else has can have on the chip. Seems sketchy and dangerous. And it doesn't seem to me, at least on this very surface level of a hypothetical conversation, like the benefits outweigh the possible detriments.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't see that either during our conversation. So
yeah.
But dude, could you download this and imagine it?
Nice. The podcast you have just heard are the imaginings from the highly evolved minds of the extra-dimensional beings, Will and Tom. It has been translated into a format more easily understood by the human mind. Interpret it as you will. Should you find yourself seeking more answers to life's most intriguing mysteries, you can show your support by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. You can also leave an Apple Podcasts review. You can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at DCYimagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. We can also be reached through our email, dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. We leave you now so that you may gather your thoughts until we meet again to ponder the meaning of the cosmos and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
And we're back to the chips are fucking useless.
Yeah, I know. I was just about to say, I love how we went down this theoretical rabbit hole and saw the dirt and grime and then just like kind of went full circle back into like, okay, I'm never getting these chips and these chips are bad.
If you've learned anything about me, Tom, if we go down the rabbit hole in any type of theoretical thing that like involves the future, it always ends the same way. Corporations ruin everything for everyone all the time.
Yeah, that's basically like the theme of our show.